Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
It's Golden Eagle Day, Iron Jack Golden Eagle Day, coming up on Saturday at Rose Hill, the inaugural running of the $7.5 million race. We've also got the first running of the Rose Hill Gold Cup over the 2,000 metres and the Red Zell, another of the high-profile races for the western suburbs. And joining us is in our Sky Sports Radio podcast, Paul Joyce. Paul, what a meeting it is.
Yes, Andrew, lovely to join you, and you're right, it's quite amazing, isn't it, to think we're this deep into the carnival, and here we have this amazing day of prize money, and all three races you just mentioned are part of the quaddy. So it's staggering to see $7.5 million for race seven. It's just phenomenal. $1 million in race eight. So for a meeting that once upon a time was just a complimentary meeting to Victoria Derby Day, you know, it now fights for centre stage, and it's a terrific meeting, Andrew. So let's try and hit the quaddy.
Yeah, let's have a look at it. All right, the Rose Hill Gold Cup. As we record this on Thursday, Nick Ryan has told us that Maha Hamidis will run in Melbourne, and I know you thought he could win this race. I hope he's made the right decision.
Yeah, I think, I mean, look, it's probably better to stay close to home if you think you can win down there rather than make the travel. But, look, I thought he was well-placed coming off his Toorak handicap run, but he's not there. So what we'll look at here for the quaddy is his speed in the race, and I've got it genuine. There's some speed drawn out wide. I'm not sure what this horse Antilles will do. Aidan O'Brien's four-year-old. He's only won one race overseas, so he's hard in the market for a horse that hasn't got a lot of European form behind him. But when you look at European staying form, it generally is far superior. So I've thrown him in the quaddy, but I don't know where he'll be in the run. I've gone 1, 7, 2, 15 and 10. I'm sticking with the homegrown form here, number one, Tally. I think chasing home Happy Clapper in a Craven Plate being beaten a neck is pretty reliable form. Prior to that, only fourth behind Very Elegant. So his form really stands out at the moment as the right form for this time of year. And throw in a perfect barrier, throw in James McDonald, and I think we can have Tally on top. Number seven, Chapada. He is coming up from Victoria. He's had a couple of runs back from a spell. He's hit the line on both occasions. We saw this horse last prep. He ran third in the Rose Hill Guineas behind the Autumn Sun during the autumn. So I think we've got to respect him. Number two, Winning Ways. She's a Queensland mare, and she took out the Group 1 Queensland Oaks during the winter. She's had three runs back from a spell, and she was a last start winner up there at Eagle Farm. So I'm putting her in, even though she's got a tricky gait. And the other two, the 15 Dealmaker. Well, he's always been a bit of a non-winner, but his recent two efforts are probably two of his best, and he's just racing so well down in the weights. I'm going to throw him in. And this number 10, Antilles, I don't know much about him. I searched and searched for some replays. I couldn't find them. I'm sure some other people more apt than me will be able to find them, but I don't know much about him. But I'm throwing him in. Aidan O'Brien, European stayer, will throw him in. 1, 7, 2, 15 and 10.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are surprised that he's actually favourites, Antilles. But anyway, we'll wait and see. As we record this Thursday, I can tell you that on Friday morning between 9 and 10, we'll be coming live on Sky Sports Radio from Canterbury and trying to get a bit more about Antilles. The Iron Jack Golden Eagles, Hussein comes out here down to a field of 16 over the 1,500 metres.
Yeah, and we've got the three imports here as well, the Europeans and the... With these horses, you can track down pretty much all of their main lead-up runs, which is fantastic. So I've had a good look at them, and I wouldn't be shocked if one of them happened to win this race or at least get right in the finish. But as usual with these Europeans, I'm happy to take them on to some degree just because of the task they face, getting over here, settling in, handling Rose Hill for the first time. It's a totally different track than what they're used to. Rose Hill's a flat, fast track, and most of their runs have been on undulating testing circuits. And I just think they might find the experience beyond them, so I'm leaving them out. But there should be good speed in the race, which will suit most gallopers. The barrier draws are so important here. And I've gone 3, 15 and 2. And, Andrew, I am all over holding. I think Chris Waller and Glenn Boss will take out the Golden Eagle, the inaugural running, because everything about him gets a huge tick. He's the horse that we know will run 1,500 because he's won an Epsom. He's won over 1,500 before. So we don't have that niggling concern as we do with a couple of these sprinters. He's going to get the right run. He's drawn barrier 4. Now, he overcame barrier 12 to win an Epsom. Let's have a look at his form line. He beat Tiakau Shark in the Epsom, who's since run third in a Cox Plate, and he held Tiakau Shark fair and square late there. James McDonald jumped off the runner-up and couldn't believe that he couldn't get past Colding. And I think he's the right price. He's floating around that $5 mark, and with everything I've already said about him, I'm getting more and more confident that he's the horse that will win this race. And he has had a tick over trial, and he went super in the trial. So I've got him on top of the 15 Arcadia Queen, the stable mate. She's the favourite. I think she's up for the right trip now, the 1,500. She just probably was targeting that Everest for so long, the 1,200. But when you look at her overall form, it's probably more that 1,400 to 1,800 range, which is where she gets to now. She's got the right gait. And she'll obviously have a huge improvement off the Everest. But I just think Colding's had a better preparation overall. And number two, Classique Legend, he's the X-Factor horse from Barrier 1. He had no luck in the Everest. It is a sharp jump from him, 1,200 straight to 1,500, because he's never been tested on 1,200 before, so that's a huge query for him. But he's got that class factor, that X factor, and I'll throw him in. I'm going to take on Brutal from the draw. I'm going to take on the Silver Eagle form. I just don't think it's quite as strong as, say, Epsom form or Everest form. So that's why I think we only need three runners, 3, 15, and 2.
Three numbers only in the Golden Eagle. The Red Zell is over the 1,300. Parada's drawn really wide, or is it wide for Parada from this draw? Barrier 12 or 13?
Very interesting, Andrew. I spent a long time on this race. The map looks as though Home of the Brave will use that inside gate to lead, with Easy Eddie right on his hammer putting the pressure on. La Romaine probably there as well. So what does Tommy Berry do from the wide gate on Pirata? I've put some thought into it, and I have a feeling that Tommy Berry and Greg Hickman will put their heads together and just take this race by the scruff of the neck. I think it's Pirata's to win, and I've got him on top. 1-12-6-2. And I think they go in there with a take-no-prisoners attitude here. He's the best horse in the race. It's weight for age. He had no luck in the Everest from Barrier 1. He had the perfect lead-up form going into the Everest, which is why he was hard in the market. And I just think they want this race. They deserve this race. So let's just go forward. Let's take bad luck out of the equation, and let's just beat these rivals and beat them fair and square. And I think Pirata can do that. So I've got him on top. If we're playing the quaddie, though, we want a couple of insurance policies. The 12 Champagne Cuddles, can't she draw a gate? She's going to get a lovely run from there. A good second in the Sydney Stakes behind Deprive, and she's just going to be fighting out the finish for sure. Number 6, Deprive, who edged out Champagne Cuddles. Well, how can you leave him out? He's just improving every time we see him at the races. And number 2, Trekking. Well, it's hard to knock his form. A third in the Everest, and the extra 100 metres probably suits. He's a Stradbroke winner at 1,400. So, yeah, Pirata will need a couple of things to go his way, but I think he deserves it. 1-12-6-2.
So you think that Tommy will go forward?
I think he will. I mean, that's my guess. And if I was sitting in the room with Greg and Tommy and I knew I had the best horse in the race, I'd say, let's just do it. Let's roll the dice. Let's go forward and let's just take bad luck out of the equation here.
Yep, understand. All right, the last, the Wisdom Homes handicap over the 1,300. Take us through speed and your thoughts here, mate.
Not a lot of speed, Andrew, which is interesting. I think Oakfield Twilight gets a fairly soft lead. I think Outrageous with Brock Ryan will sit right on his hammer, and Charioteer are the only other on-pace runner. So I think they can dominate from the front, which leaves me with only two numbers here, numbers 3 and 10. Outrageous looks a good thing. His first up run behind Signore Fox and Reel Him In Ruby was outstanding. He was four wide, no cover the trip. He's always running stakes races. 12 of his 19 starts have been stakes grade. And here's a benchmark 78 with a 3-kilo claim. So he looks a good thing. But number 10, Charioteer, is trialling really well. A lightly raced four-year-old for Team Snowden. So we'll have him as our insurance policy in the last. Numbers 3 and 10. We're well below budget at the moment. $20 gets us 16.6%. So we've got a little bit of room to move if we want to change some numbers Saturday morning. But I don't think we'll be doing too much alterations, Andrew. I'm pretty locked and loaded on the quaddie this week.
Yeah, and given the forecast that we're going to get continuing around 26, 27 degrees the next few days, at this stage, obviously a good four. Righto, Paul, we'll talk to you live on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to get any thoughts, and of course we'll go through all of the card then.
We sure will, Andrew, and let's hope I'm right. Colding to win the Golden Eagle.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Golden Eagle Day on Saturday.